If you just walked out on it, you say, I'm standing where?
On the patio?
That's what you call it. Whatever you call it. Would that have no roof on it?
No, on patio though.
All right. And then you go down the steps from there, right?
Yeah.
And what do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before you milk them?
Some call it a corral and some call it a lot.
What do you call it?
I usually call it a lot.
All right. What do you call a wall or fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Mm-hmm.
If you just saw one and never called anything, what would you call it?
I'd call it a wall. I just can't think what I'd call it. No, because I don't think I've ever seen one.
So what would you call it?
I said, I don't think I've ever seen one to call it anything.
But if you did see one, what do you think you'd call it?
I'd call it a fence made out of stone.
Alright. What do you call a large wooden vessel? It's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it.
Bucket.
And what would you call the same thing made out of metal?
Bucket.
And what would you call a heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Now, what would you call the thing on the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You can turn the water on and off there.
Spigot.
And what would you call the same thing on a barrel?
Faucet.
And what would you call the kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
A faucet.
Now, when you buy a few cans of food at the store, they put them in what for you to carry home?
Bags.
And now, what do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth, brown kind of cloth? You might get 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes or something like that in it.
I call it a bag.
Well, this one's made out of cloth. It's real rough.
Ooh. Sack.
Is that what you call it?
Mm-hmm. A crocus sack.
Oh, that's what I meant, that kind of thing. Now, what do you call a small musical instrument that you play in your mouth back and forth?
Huh?
And what would you call the kind that's made out of metal and you pick it with your teeth?
Juhar.
And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle and chewy?
Seesaw.
Would you say that again?
Seesaw.
Now, what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
I call it a merry-go-round.
All right. And what do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen knives in?
Wet rock.
And, would you help me draw some different kinds of fences on here?
I couldn't see them if you drew them.
Oh, all right. Well, just could you describe some different kinds of fences?
Wire fence, rail fence, picket fence.
Do you know any other kinds?
No, the kind I ever seen.
Do you know any
board fence?
Well, what's the difference in a What are the different kinds of rail fences? Do you know any kind?
Nothing but just a regular rail fence. That's all the kind of rail fence I know.
But what's the difference in a rail fence and a board fence?
Different. Boards is sawed and split. Rails is sawed and split. And boards is, cut and they're flat.
And the rail's not?
No, rail not flat.
Right.
Well, it's just like you take a piece of wood and split it in several, big blocks, and split it in several pieces.
All right.